USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House in a party-line vote on Thursday approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation, sending the bill to the Senate. Winning a vote in the Senate will likely require ending the filibuster that requires most legislation to clear a 60-vote hurdle. Even then, not all 50 Democrats in the Senate back making D.C. a state. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't heard from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding forming a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I have gotten nothing from her. Leader McConnell has received nothing from her. She was even in my office yesterday. She could have dropped the letter off. Nothing from her. So I'm not quite sure who she's talking to or what she's talking about.
The California Republican also saying he will not negotiate over a formation of a committee in the media. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Dangerous weather could be on the way for many in the south-central United States. Severe thunderstorms are in the weekend forecast in East Texas and parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The storms could produce hail, flooding, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. The storm front will develop Friday afternoon west of Dallas and move eastward Friday night. Torrential rain is predicted from Louisiana to South Carolina Friday into Saturday. Some Ohio State students want the university to cut ties with the Columbus Police Department for saving two people from a 16-year-old girl who was attacking them with a knife. A police officer shot the 16-year-old attacker. He has been placed on administrative leave, and the incident is being looked into. The students staging a sit-in on the campus before marching to the state capitol. The school does have a mutual aid agreement with the Columbus Police Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's Print Shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
As more and more people continue to be vaccinated, one group of people has health experts concerned.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court is backing giving juveniles a life sentence without the possibility of parole. The conservative majority ruled today in a 6-3 decision that Mississippi could give that sentence to Brett Jones, who was 15 when he killed his grandfather. Jones claims he acted in self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.